Bible reading number 144, 2 Samuel 11, verses 13 through 27. The murder of Uriah. Then David summoned Uriah, and Uriah ate and drank in David's presence, and David caused Uriah to get drunk. Nevertheless, Uriah did not go home. That evening, Uriah went to sleep with the king's officers outside the king's gate. So the next morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, and David used Uriah to carry it. In the letter, David wrote this: "Put Uriah on the front lines where the fighting is the worst. Then pull back, leaving him there alone. Let him be killed in battle." Joab watched the city of the Ammonites and saw where its strongest defenders were, and that is the spot where Joab put Uriah. The men of the city came out to fight against Joab. Some of David's men were killed, including Uriah the Hittite. Then Joab sent a report to David telling about everything that was going on in the war. Joab ordered the messenger to say, "Tell King David everything that has happened in the war. After you finish that part, the king may become angry. He may get up and ask you, 'Why did you go so close to the city to fight? Didn't you know that they would shoot arrows from the city's wall? Do you remember who killed Abimelech, the son of Gideon? It was a woman on the city wall. She threw an upper millstone used for grinding grain on top of Abimelech. He died there in Thebes. Why did you get so close to the wall?' If King David asks that question, then you must answer, 'Your officer, Uriah the Hittite, is also dead.'" So the messenger went in and informed David of everything that Joab had told him to say. The messenger said to David, "The Ammonite men were winning. They came out to us into the field, and they attacked us. But we drove them all the way back to the city gate. The men on the city wall were shooting arrows at us. Some of your men were killed. Your officer, Uriah the Hittite, also died." Then David said to the messenger, "Say this to Joab, 'Don't be upset about this. People die by the sword all the time. Launch a stronger attack against the city and capture it.' Encourage Joab with these words." When Bathsheba heard that her husband was dead, she cried over her husband Uriah. After the time of mourning was over, David sent some servants to bring her to his palace. She became David's wife, and she gave birth to a son for him. However, this thing which David had done was wrong, and Yahweh saw it.